Anyone in Petersburg who wasn't living under a rock this past weekend probably heard this. As always, music was a big feature of this year's Little Norway Festival, the name given to the annual celebration of the town's Norwegian heritage. For the past few years, the Pickled Herring Band of Washington State has provided many of the tunes for the day's events, and this year was no different. But music was just one item on the laundry list of attractions that visitors enjoyed during the four-day Mayfest. There was a softball tournament, various art shows, rosemauling classes, a muskeg nature walk, a packed beer garden, and of course, the town's pelt-covered Vikings and Valkyries.
Jennifer Peterson is hereby taken for incarceration for the criminal act of molesting halibut fishermen.
Jack French of Eureka Springs, Arkansas, was unlucky enough to get thrown in jail by the roaming horde, but he seemed to enjoy the experience.
I think it's fantastic. I wish they had one of these coats. Or at least a set of horns.
We have a new prisoner!
We don't have that guy stuff in Arkansas.
As Mr. French pondered whether he would ever escape, just down the road on Singley Alley, a more civilized event was taking place. The Scandinavian style show and luncheon at the Sons of Norway Hall was an opportunity for locals to show off their bunads, or traditional Norwegian costumes. Sue Paulson was the event's MC.
We've just been showing these bunads in a style show atmosphere, explaining just exactly how the folk costumes were made and what their elements are. We've had soup to nuts here. We've had grown men, young men, mothers, grandmothers, little babies. And everyone has got a different one, different outfit, depending on which county the family came from in the old country.
Also at this year's Mayfest was Gry Mortensen. A Norwegian-born and bred, Miss Mortensen presented her documentary, Doing the Norway, about Petersburg's unique celebration. The Born Solly Jazz Trio took over the Beachcomber on Friday night, and the annual festival parade down Main Street was a big and noisy success. On Saturday, young anglers learned how to hook a fish for dinner during the Dolly Derby in North Harbor. And later that day, Petersburg High School hosted an all-you-can-eat shrimp festival. One of the newest additions to this year's festival was blacksmith Keith Fremlin.
That's like gremlin except with an F.
He was working on a steel rose when I ran into him on Main Street.
These are the leaves I just forged out, put that together, and then I'll put that on a stem. And once I get that on the stem, then I'll put this on the end of the stem and peen this down, and then it's just a matter of bending it around, getting that hot.
Fremlin's creations were just some of the artwork and souvenirs available at the festival.
Hi, I'm Beth Richards, and I'm from Petersburg, and my friend Marcia Fernandez, we're both from Petersburg, and we're down here on the Little Norway Street in Petersburg trying to sell our precious wares. We've got Viking hats for the kids and goodies for the kids like Rice Krispie treats and brownies. And then we also have bear scares that are handmade.
If you hadn't yet had your fill of Scandinavian culture, the Little Norway Festival pageant had plenty more to offer. Leading the young Lycoring dancers through their moves was Heidi Lee, and the Pickled Herring Band was there to provide the soundtrack. By Sunday afternoon, after a pancake breakfast at St. Catherine's Church and a bacon barbecue at Sandy Beach, the festival had run its course. Stuffed with beer bits and smoked salmon, I'm Alex Hotz in Petersburg.